The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
So we had a great time on Pride 48 weekend, and we had a kind of a donation fundraising drive to try to see if we could get more people than Fatty and Adam Burns.
We didn't do bad.
No, we did great. Yeah. We beat them.
That's all that matters.
Now, granted, it took them 20 minutes to raise theirs, and it took us 2 hours, but the fact is we did beat them. So, and anybody that donated got put in a raffle, and they get a free episode of Pod is My Co-Pilot.
The winner did.
And the winner was, in fact, Curtis Hill.
Fuck him.
Not nice.
He's an asshole.
Not nice.
Fuck you.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Fuck him.
Not nice.
He's an asshole.
Not nice.
Fuck you.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One and this is episode 2774 of the FO for Thursday the 13th of September 2018. Y'all, coming up on today's little show, y'all, it's part two of my live little show from the Big Easy, Big Fatty from the Love Chamber, no, New Orleans.
All right, so, Jeremy.
Yes.
Why did you came up here like you were on a mission?
Oh, I was informed that I needed to replace somebody who went TT.
Well, Granny's got a cocktail up here waiting on him.
Not anymore.
Have you noticed Kyle and Mike are sitting there going, why the fuck does anybody listen to this shit?
Easy answer.
I've got a little business to take care of. Excuse me. Granny, you've got a cocktail up here.
Not anymore.
Oh. Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me, we got a show going on here.
Everybody's more concerned with the swag.
Okay. All right. Y'all, we're going to do Ask Big Fatty questions. So if you've got Ask Big Fatty questions, come up to the microphone and ask Big Fatty some questions, okay?
Wait a minute.
Well, wait a minute. We got to cue that beautiful music first.
How much bacon is too much bacon? Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty? Who is your hairdresser? Fiber. It's time for Ask Big Fatty, and here's Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all are Ask Big Fatty. Y'all, this whole 20 minutes is going to be Ask Big Fatty. But before we get to that, no, fuck it. by the way, if anyone would like some gummy bears, I've got some up here. If you would like to have some. It's the sugar-free ones that give you the explosive diarrhea.
Granny.
Okay. So if you'd like to have some, if you'd like to have some of those, one of the things that I love on the BFO, I have Shark Week every year. So if you'd eat some of these and then just shit your pants here in New Orleans, that would be fabulous. And then call it in for us, okay? And Kyle and Mike are still going, really? He's done 2,760 of these fucking shows?
I haven't seen more blank stares.
Oh, Granny's gonna have some. It is. By the way, we've got questions now. Oh, look, it's the former Podfather. It is Archer. Do you know? Have you met Archer yet?
I have met Archer.
Okay, Archer, what do you got?
Well, I would like to know. Because you always talk about the chair, the special chair.
The special chair.
Are you, which position do you take for the special chair?
The question is, which position do I prefer on the special chair? And the answer is yes.
Thank you.
All right. So, thank you. That was an excellent question, though, by the way. Excellent question. All right, we have Anthony now. Anthony, how many Pride 48s have you been to?
Three.
This is three. You won. Yes. What, you won five tickets on the Match the Podcast?
Yes, I did.
Yes, you did. The judge was feeling very generous tonight.
Yes.
All right. So, Anthony, what do you got for me?
It's kind of serious. What kind of
What would you say to someone who's thinking about beginning a podcast?
We actually had this conversation yesterday.
Oh, I did have this conversation with you. Right. The question is, what would you say to people? Well, first of all, it's commitment, okay? It takes time, and it takes money. It takes some money. It takes some money. Obviously, you don't have to have content. I've proven that. 2,706 for 2,000. How fucking dare you?
Love you.
Okay. And, you know, if you think you've got something that people want to listen to that's a little bit different, I mean, like Mike and Kyle, I'm going to use Kyle and Mike a lot because they're new. Okay, Mike has his mom come on. Okay, that's a very novel part of their podcast, if you ask me. I don't think a whole lot of, hey, Mama, what do you think about water sports? What do you think about pissing? Did Dad ever piss in your mouth? That kind of thing. But it takes personal commitment to do it. So, but if you want to, I know there's a lot of people out there that will be more than happy to help you.
Thank you.
Okay. TJ, what do you have, TJ?
Thanks,
by the way, have you met TJ?
I have not.
I have, yes.
Well, wait, were you in the elevator?
I was in the elevator. Yes, I was.
She's the one who called me a frat boy.
Yeah, I thought it was frat boys behind
Wednesday,
me. Then I found out it was Pod 48, Pride 48 podcast.
Well, most Pride 48ers.
I have an academic question,
okay.
Big Daddy.
Uh-huh.
So last night, somebody who shall remain nameless, Christina, showed me a picture that was posted in the GroupMe app of a young man in some very tight-fitting skivvies doing something on the horror tour. And I want to know if he was getting the special handshake or if he was actually getting mouth-to-mouth resuscitation.
Well, it's this excellent question. Excellent question. It takes me back to the old airplane movies where the autopilot had to be inflated and the nozzle was in the lap.
That's what I thought. There was a certain tension in his buttocks that I was concerned about.
There was it was strictly a demonstration. You know, it was
for education.
Educational purposes only.
Thank you very much.
It's Tim in Alaska, everybody. Let's see what Tim's got. Oh, wait, Tim's got an match the podcaster's question.
Okay, Big Fatty, I don't know if it's possible to remember back this far in the past.
It's not. But you're talking about this morning?
How old were you when you had your first experience with a gentleman caller?
425.
I can tell you, for me, it was January 1, 1976.
Oh, I was long before that.
1627.
No, I
1532.
No, I had good friends.
You were a rambunctious 7-year-old.
No, well,
good friends.
It may have been somewhere in there. I'm not good with dates or ages or things.
Damn,
not
I wish enough. I'd grown up in Atlanta.
It was a sleepover and We were sleeping in, you know, one of those, what are those things called? Trailers.
A bed?
No, trailers. And, you know, we were sharing this bed, and all of a sudden he was trying to do something, and I wasn't quite sure what he was trying to do. And but we both, I'm not sure either one of us could have done anything, but he was trying. But anyway, it was... It was fairly early. So, anyway, thank you. Y'all, this is Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee.
Hello, Big Fatty.
And who goes way back to the Little Fatty cast.
Yes.
Have you met Vader?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, several times.
He's met Larry H. Vader. So tell me what your question is, Chris.
So one of the things that you and I have in common is a love for classic game shows. So I'm just wondering, what is your very favorite game show ever?
Oh, this is... You know, I'm going to pull a Vera. It's hard to pick a favorite.
Top two.
Don't cop out. Just say anything.
Well, why don't you tell me yours and why?
Oh, God.
You know, I love Pyramid just because I love the format and just giving the very precise, specific clues.
I love Pyramid, too.
Yeah.
I almost got on Pyramid.
Really?
Yes.
With Dick Clark era?
Dick Clark
no,
era.
He was building them.
He's a con. Anyway, all right. I love Pyramid. I like the as you may know, I love a quiz program Music Bed.
Yes, I picked up on that.
I think probably if I had to choose my favorite, just my classic quiz program that I like the most, it would probably be Password.
Ah, that's a good one.
Okay. You know, Password is it's just
Betty White on Password.
Good. I always try to come up with but this will tell you how fucked up I am.
How fucked up are you?
Okay. I always like to come up with, like on the Joker's Wild, you know, they spin it and it would be fast forward such and such.
Yeah.
I would always come up with screwed up categories like fast forward eggplant. You know, wouldn't you love to choose fast forward eggplant for a category? Or, you know, let's play medical password. Dextromethorphan.
Circumoral cyanosis.
Okay, right. So, yeah. Password. But there's not really a quiz program I don't like.
All right. Thank you, Big Fatty.
Okay. Oh, no, that's not true. I don't care for Name That Tune. Man. Oof. Y'all, it is Smoking Hot Joe.
I'm trying to retire name this year.
He told me that I'm the only one that calls him Smoking Hot Joe.
Not anymore.
Okay.
I'm trying to retire that.
By the way, y'all, Joe Zubia here came and stayed at the Fat Villa.
I did.
A couple of months ago.
A long weekend.
Yes.
So I have a question.
Yeah. Were you overserved there?
Today?
No, there.
At the villa? Yes, always. It's the Capri Lounge East.
Right.
I've acquired a large amount of leather.
Oh, you have?
I have.
Okay.
A leather chest, if you will. How do you clean leather after a long horror weekend?
I don't.
Touche.
That's
battle scars.
Well, not scars, but that's
memories.
Memory, exactly. That's memory.
Memories.
You know.
Okay. Good to know.
If you're a true leather man, you don't want that stuff off your leather. No, you want it.
He gave me a suggestion.
And Gavin is going, no,
saddle soap.
That old thing. Okay.
Thank you, Big Fat.
You're welcome, y'all. Y'all, this is Durwood. By the way, Durwood gave out swag also, and he gave out $2 lottery tickets to everybody. So a big hand for Durwood.
Yeah. Did everybody get one?
Did everybody get one? Is that the Ask Big Fatty question?
Yes, it is.
Oh, excellent question. And thank you for stepping forward to ask that question.
Of course. Did anybody get one?
Durwood, would you like to tell us about your adventure to the Rawhide last night?
I cannot confirm nor deny what everybody else is telling about. No.
Y'all, that's because he doesn't fucking remember. He was drunk as a skunk.
Shut up!
So, anyway.
All right, whatever.
All right, did anybody win on the $2 scratch off? Oh! Winner, winner, chicken dollar. All right. Speaking of scratch offs, excuse me, I'm doing a podcast here. Hello? And Gary's over here going, y'all shut up. I'm trying to listen to Big Fatty.
He's just waiting for an opportunity to sing happy birthday.
Anybody here from New York?
Yes.
Would you turn this in and collect the $2 for me, please? How about Australia? Who's going back to Australia? RT Cruiser? I've got three of them here.
I'll stand up. Hold on.
Come and look at these and see if they're winners.
He can't read Australian.
See if those are winners.
I can't check them as a winner before I give them $2.
It's probably from Straight Bob. Okay. Is this one a winner?
I put it up.
You're looking for wheat and corn.
I don't know if that one's a winner or not.
Let me see that one.
Wait. 19. Well, these aren't. Oh, no, yeah, this is a ticket. Tennessee. Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee. Where are you? Where are you? Oh, he asked his question and then he fucking left. Okay, great.
He's another one who went TT.
Okay.
Winning symbols.
What? You got a winner here?
What the hell kind of ticket is this? The winning symbols are wheat and corn. Wheat and corn. What is this from, like,
you want
Tennessee,
$2.
Kansas, Ohio? What the hell?
You won $4 on that. Give it to Durwood.
And ask for your $4.
And tell him you want $4.
That's
so. Anyway, when Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee comes back,
I have a question, Big Fat.
RT Cruiser is still checking to see if I have a winner on these.
He's trying to understand Australian.
Okay.
Idaho.
I don't know what he just fucking said.
I'm familiar with that area.
Okay. Y'all, we have Jim from Poke It With a Stick. Jim, yes.
I just want to know about your nipple walk.
Nipple walk.
Nipple
yes.
walk. What is yes. What distance is a nipple walk, or how long does it take you?
Well, a nipple walk is a walk around at Acres. And it's about 45 minutes, and it's between a mile and a half and 2 miles, depending on what route I go. So, Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, I have a lottery ticket I want you to turn in for me. Oh, okay. Do you want me to just hold this until the end of the weekend for you? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Thank you. Take care of that for me.
You have so many
lines.
Did
I answer your question? Digger, you were coming to ask a question or... Oh, the chat room might have a question. I did some time there. Okay, great. Lamont Cranston has evidently been incarcerated.
Shit. Shakespeare wrote about Fatty's first time in Midsummer Night's Dream. I love that shit.
How dare he. So. All right, y'all. Thank you so much. Wait a minute. The Laughing Buddha. I don't know if it's a winner. You check that, see if it's a winner. Lord. The Laughing Buddha has got... the Laughing Buddha... just as sweet a person as you can say. Mark, Ozzie. What is your... Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. We're out of time. I'm sorry. We'll have to... Oh,
it's
we really are out of time. we'll have to answer that. Evidently, I have to fill an hour, but I'm only allowed to fill 55 minutes. So sometime in the next 15 minutes, you'll step forward and ask your question. Y'all, he looks like this woman that I, not that you're a woman, but he looks like this woman I used to do plays with on stage. She was very nice. But you knew she had no fucking idea what her line was, and she would just stand there and go.
Oh, I know what my line is.
And so, anyway.
Not nice.
He's an asshole.
Not nice.
Oh, that's not Laughing Buddha. Laughing Buddha is very nice. Y'all, that was the Darling Children. How about a big hand for the Darling Children?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yeah! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.